A warm welcome, everyone, to a new interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're excited to have Mr. Walter Johnson, the chairman and CEO of Acme United Corporation, with us today. Acme United is a worldwide supplier of cutting devices, measuring instruments, and first aid products for school, home, office, industrial, and hardware use. The company is listed on the New York Stock Exchange market with ticker symbol ACU. Walter, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
The past few years, we've seen Westcott back-to-school sales shift more and more from the second quarter to the third. This is obviously due to the ever bigger impact of online sales. Where do you see this trend going?
Well, I continue to see that shift. And the reason is because when people are buying for back-to-school, it's very convenient to go online and have something delivered in a day or two. And you're off and you go. The previous model, we would have to fill stores and deal with a longer supply chain, simply means by shortening it, the deliveries that we do to Amazon or to Walmart for their online sales can be moved much closer to the time that the customer actually buys. And what that means is you have more of a back-to-school shift into the third quarter rather than the second. And we experienced that this year. Having said that, stores still have a very important place in the back-to-school, and many parents like to take their kids shopping for back-to-school, and it's a bonding and fun experience. So we don't see a continual shift forever where you wouldn't have the stores, but I do think that next year we'll see more in the third quarter than the second, perhaps at a lesser rate than we're experiencing now.
Acme United very rapidly transitioned its sales from brick and mortar to online. What impact did this have on the organization, and what were the most significant changes that needed to be made?
Well, during the past 12 months, we've made major improvements in our warehouse to more accurately and more quickly pick smaller items for shipment for our online sales. We've also upgraded the software to do that. And we've done a lot of analytics to try to anticipate what our staffing should be as back to school shifts into the third quarter. We are much, much stronger in relation to the orders this year than we were a year ago.
While sales in Canada were relatively flat in the first half of 2018, they reached the record levels in Europe. What's the outlook for both segments this year?
Well, the bigger potential, of course, is Europe because of the population. Our European business is growing rapidly in the cutting area, particularly scissors and kid scissors. We're gaining in Europe with our DMT diamond-based sharpeners. The Cuda and Camillus fishing lines are growing. And our online business at Amazon and others is growing very, very rapidly. As a result, our European business not only has a lot of potential, but is growing quickly. In Canada, we have a much more mature market. The online sales are more modest. And there, to maintain and grow at an incremental rate is appropriate. However, the cash flow that's being generated in Canada is very strong because of our established position.
Okay, that's very good to know. And since April, the Chinese yuan has declined almost 10% versus the US dollar. Is it safe to assume that this will have a positive effect on Acme's margins?
Well, of course, we're in a very competitive marketplace, and we try to give our customers the best values we can. So to the extent that we can get our pricing to be more attractive to our customers, well, we do that. However, there are some areas where our pricing was perhaps too aggressive in the market, and this gives us a chance to rebuild some margins in those areas. in general, we work very carefully with our suppliers to be in sync with the market. So if there's cost savings, we share them in part with our customers.
Now, speaking about China, is Acme United currently affected by the tariffs on imported goods from China?
Mostly not. In the first couple of rounds, not at all. In the round that was announced effective this Monday, the $200 billion of product, the bulk of our products are not affected. However, there are some folding knives, there's some rulers and math sets that are impacted, some minor items in first aid. But again, relative to our overall business, these are small impacts. And frankly, with the appreciation of the U.S. dollar against the Chinese currency, there should not be major impacts to our company.
Acme United already manufactures quite a lot of products in the United States. Will that number increase over the coming years?
One of the areas that will increase, we hope, is at DMT, which is diamond-based sharpening. There, the tariff is being placed on Chinese competitors, and we're a domestic manufacturer. And our pricing has been much higher because of the quality of what we're making in our U.S. plant. This will help us be more competitive relative to the imported items. I don't see the tariffs impacting us bringing back production into the U.S. for items like scissors and rulers and math kits. Perhaps we would bring some production of high-quality knives into the U.S.
Let's discuss some of Acme's brands in more detail. While Westcott sales in the second quarter were somewhat softer due to the shift to online, CUDA, Camillus and DMT sales all reached record levels. Do you see these brands continuing their strong performance?
CUDA is having a record year, and that should continue based on the promotions that we have in place for the rest of this year, for example, for Christmas time promotions. Similarly with the Camillus knives, I know we've got some terrific products that'll be in the retail stores and online in the fall and into the winter. And there, the hunting season is an important time for selling Camillus items and also for Christmas time.
Also, your first aid brands are doing very well. Would you give us an update on the smart compliance business and why it's having such a big impact with your customers?
Sure. Well, the smart compliance allows a safety manager to open the box of, say, an industrial first aid kit, look at the items that need to be refilled by looking at a yellow printed tab that's two-thirds through each of the boxes of components. When we put together our safety hub, which is the software for automatically scanning the items that are consumed and then bringing that to the attention of the safety manager, as well as providing for automatic replenishment, now we started to automate that process and make the first aid kit a system. Well, our customers are responding very favorably to that, particularly the wholesalers of our product. See, this is a way to capture the refill business in an automatic replenishment, and that provides a closed loop for them. They sell the system, the products are consumed, and the orders for replenishment automatically go back to the wholesaler. We're working on next generation items right now for the safety hub, including analytics, so that the safety managers will be able to drill down and see what accidents occurred in which locations, doing what activities, and use the information to make safer environments for their employees. And that's being introduced at the safety show in October in Houston, Texas.
It's no secret, innovation is in the heart and soul of Acme United. Could you give us an update on which new Acme products we can expect to see on the shelves in the coming months?
Well, there's one that we're introducing at the safety show that is a category really new to us, and that's the safety cutters. while we've been selling these ceramic blade cutters into the retail market, we've really created a line now for the safety managers. And we're going to be using the finest blades that are available in ceramic. They're called slice blades, and they're made by the Slice Corporation. So we're incorporating that in our handles and in our designs and bringing it through our distribution channels. We are quite optimistic that we'll be able to make penetration into major retailers where they'll be using them for opening boxes and displays for internal consumption. And because they're so safe and inexpensive, there should be savings not only on the purchase of the items, but then in the reduction of accidents. So this introduction is an example of some of the innovation that's coming, and it's new.
Investors who follow Acme United know that you're constantly looking to acquire an attractive company that fits within Acme's existing structure. Are you looking at a particular sector, and is there anything in the pipeline at the moment?
Well, we're actively looking for acquisitions, and in every case, they are either complementary to one of our existing product lines or a half step away. And the focus right now is on the hunting and fishing area, also in safety, and in Westcott, particularly in the craft area. We've always got a stream of things that we generate or that we're revisiting companies we've contacted in the past. And in many cases, we're also getting new leads from investment bankers. So we're active and we're looking. Of course, I can't tell you whether we have something that's going to be closing until that occurs. But you can be sure that we're very keen to get something accomplished.
And before we go, what would you say are the most important growth drivers that investors should look out for at Acme United in the next 12 months?
Well, first, in the first aid area, there are new customers and gains in market share with existing customers that should be driving the first aid area. And we've announced that we've gotten new business at Grainger, and it's the largest industrial wholesaler in the world. We have a big chunk of their first aid business now, and that's being rolled out as we speak. We're doing something with a very large food service company to provide safety kits, first aid kits to their customer base. We also are rolling the safety cutters out and Spill Magic products. In Westcott, the scissor business continues to be a very steady performer. There's a little bit of softness in pencil sharpeners, as there's a decline in the use of pencils, although it's not very rapid. In the craft area, there's a lot of opportunity for the Westcott product family, and we are expanding our glue gun business. We're putting in new glue sticks. We're developing new scissors for craft. We're working on some new coatings that enhance the performance of the blades. And this is an exciting segment within the Westcott family. Of course, with CUDA, the growth is new products, new customers, and new fishing accounts. The Camillus knife business is thriving, particularly with high-performance knives that are going into, for example, the Boy Scouts. These are new to us, not new to the Boy Scouts. Historically, Camillus has been a supplier of very good knives to the Eagle Scouts, and that's an area of growth, and we're experiencing it now and more into the fourth quarter.
Fantastic. Walter, we really appreciate the time you've taken to speak with us today. All the best to you and Acme United, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you very much.